650, 1320 WILS. It is Monday. So we know that the markets are doing well and appears the economy is buzzing along, but how about the farming community here in Michigan? How is the farm community doing? We know that there's concern about this, the cuts that are being considered for the USDA, but let's get a big picture on what's happening. John Cran with us. He is Michigan Farm Bureau National Affairs Specialist. John, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yeah,
appreciate the opportunity today.
What is the state of Michigan farms in general right now? How are they doing?
By and large, if you look at the whole U.S. farm economy right now, farm income has declined about 46% over the last 3 years or so.
That's a lot. What's happening? Why is that happening?
It's a combination of things, just the current economic situation. A lot of the trade opportunities we had in the past have changed as the strength of the dollar has risen. Mm-hmm. But you know, we're optimistic about the future moving forward, and we've got a lot of great products that we grow here in Michigan and raise here in Michigan, and a lot of value-added opportunities as well, and things that people are looking for.
What are the primary Michigan products you'd say in farming that we're good for?
We're big in dairy. We raise a lot of grains like corn and soybeans and wheat, and we also have pretty big hog production, turkey production, and then with the specialty crops, we raise a lot of blueberries, apples, cherries, and vegetables as well.
Yeah.
We're second in agricultural diversity to California, actually.
Wow. Are the fruits taking a hit with all this strange weather we're having?
I think people are keeping an eye on it. I think it all just depends on how things continue moving forward and you know, what your location is, north and south. But definitely there could be some potential impacts, but I think there's a lot yet to be determined.
It's John Cran with us, Michigan Farm Bureau National Affairs Specialist. So this cut in the USDA budget, $4.7 billion reduction, how would that affect Michigan farmers?
Well, that's a 21% reduction in discretionary spending from where they're expected to be. And, you know, while we're very concerned about this and want to keep a close eye on this, and we'll definitely communicate our concerns to Congress, we know that this is just the starting point in the discussion when the president introduces the budget.
But, does that money go directly somehow to farmers here in Michigan, or how?
It's a combination of things, but a lot of it's USDA specific funding for programs like Food Safety Inspection Service, the Food for Peace program, and some other areas. It's spread over the whole gamut of USDA, but definitely want to keep an eye on it, and know that these programs are important for growers here in Michigan and across the country. We're going to be communicating that concern to Washington for sure.
Most of the soy and the grains and so on, does that get exported, most of the things we grow here in Michigan? Or?
We use a lot here domestically and here in Michigan for feeding livestock, but we also do export a fair amount as a country too. You know, a lot of the stuff in Michigan could be bound for other states, but some of it does make it overseas as well.
Yeah, and in our farm, I mean, what percentage would you say are really big farms versus just small farmers here in Michigan?
Well, over 90% of farms are family-owned and you know, have people working on them from one generation to the next. They are family businesses.
Really?
So most of the farms we have in the state are our family farms.
Yeah, but I mean, if they're seeing revenue come down 46%, that sounds like they're just hanging on at this point? Or?
It's challenging. You know, the grain prices have been hanging fairly low for quite a while. Milk prices have been low for quite a while. You know, but you know, the economy has been turning around, and we hope that things can move upward as we move forward.
Okay. Well, you know, the idea is basically to cut and sort of deal with our budget deficit, right, and the debt, the national debt. When you look at just the dynamics of needing to cut programs, I mean, where do you see us being able to cut when it comes to our agriculture and USDA and so on, and where should we make sure we keep money in place?
Well, agriculture has done its part. If you look at the last farm bill, the 2014 farm bill, agriculture, the farm bill funding compared to what it would have been if we hadn't rewritten that bill, would have been about $23 billion greater. So agriculture has done its part there. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the whole farm bill in general, there's been an additional 80-some billion dollars in projected decrease in spending over the 10-year cycle at farm bill. So, you know, we'd encourage the people writing the budget to look at other areas as well. You know, agriculture has done its fair share already. Let's spread that around to some other areas of the budget as well.
John Cran with the Michigan Farm Bureau. And have you been with the Farm Bureau for a while?
Yes, I have, about 10 years.
Wow, okay. Did you have a background in agriculture yourself?
Yep, I grew up on a dairy farm in over on the west side of the state.
Oh, did you? Okay, wow, that's, but it's a so you had a family farm also then?
Yep, yep.
So you had siblings that continued that, or how'd that work?
No, my folks are still involved. They're not in the dairy business anymore, but they're still raising crops and raising heifers.
Oh, really? Why did they leave the dairy business?
They're retirement age.
Uh-huh. Is that a tough of all the types of farms? Is that the tougher ones to run here in Michigan, a dairy farm?
You know, I think all have their own unique challenges. As I mentioned, the dairy industry has had some challenges over the last couple of years with prices but you know, I don't think it's just unique to dairy in general.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like across the board everything's falling in terms of pricing. Is that because of what competition from overseas, or what's driving that?
It's some of that. You know, it's also regulation. It's increased production costs. It's you know, it's our ability to export products overseas at a competitive rate right now. There isn't really one true thing to point at.
Yeah. John Cran, Michigan Farm Bureau, National Affairs Specialist. John, thank you for joining us on WILS.
You bet. Thank you for the opportunity.
And 1657, thanks for tuning in and listening. Got a lot coming up this week. By the way, for your comments and feedback, especially local stories, if there are things you want to hear more about locally, and you have a local story you want to share with our audience, email us and let us know about it. We would be happy to bring you on, especially if it's something of a compelling nature, and talk to you, learn about it, share it with the audience. The email address here for us is ccrecap, ccrecap, so short and sweet, ccrecap@gmail.com. That's where you can find us. And if you have not checked out our website, still, take a look. We have a lot of information there, a lot of local news coverage, and we do put all the interviews up on the site. It's 1320wils.com. We've got some exciting guests this week. Tomorrow, we are going to have a sheriff that you've probably seen all over the country. Sheriff David Clark will be here. He has got some, I believe he's got a new book, and I'm gonna quiz him all about it. Yeah, Sheriff David Clark will be here. He has got a new book titled Cop Under Fire, Moving Beyond the Hashtags of Race, Crime, and Politics for a Better America. I didn't think we'd get him, but he is going to be here. He, of course, is the on stage at the Republican National Convention, Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark Jr. I'll get his take on where we move ahead with the issue of police and policing. And it's something we haven't seen in the news lately, but I'm sure we will certainly see it again. And we'll get more insight on what we saw today with FBI Director Comey testifying and where this whole Russia Donald Trump story will lead. Obviously, the media is making it front page news every day. But is it really something that is so pivotal, especially this far out of the election? We'll get into all of that and much more. And, you know, the time is always going to be 6 p.m. right here on 1320 WILS. Otherwise, have a good night and talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.